T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Jamie and Stoney Show, and I mean, what a treat. The Gov, Heather, and myself. So, Tom, you have this idea about college football, and I've already resigned to the fact that it's not going to happen in the fall, but Tom Milliken is riding along on his horse and wants to save college football. Go ahead. The stage is yours.
All
sell
right.
us.
So, I'm with you. Of all the sports right now, I feel like college football is just—it's on a cliff, the edge of a cliff, and it makes so much money for the schools that I think they're going to push the envelope. They're going to try to get these kids in and weed out the virus and do what the pro sports have done, but it is a little more difficult with, you know, being on a campus and in dorm rooms and things like that. I think they still got to sort that out. I do know my cousin's going to Michigan State this fall, and he has all online classes, but there are some that are in person, but very few. And then my other cousin is going to Butler, and he's going to be virtually in class all the time. Now, there's 5,000 people at Butler, and there's 50,000 at Michigan State.
Sure.
You know? So everything's got to be balanced out. Butler doesn't have football, you know? So if they do, I don't know anything about it. So anyways, though, I do think they're going to try to push it through, and I think the Big Ten is showing tremendous leadership here with their plan of regionalizing the schedule. Look, this isn't perfect. Who cares? Don't we just want some games? So they're going to go with the 10-game season. I think other conferences are going to follow suit. Pac-12 already has, and I think the others are all coming in line. Don't know about the MAC and those size of conferences yet. I still think, you know, they're on the edge of, you know, do we play or not? So anyways, I do believe they're going to push this thing through, barring a death or a huge, you know, a bunch of people getting really sick, not just picking it up, but getting really sick. And I think the plan is you'll play 10 conference games and you'll probably start mid-September. They'll add that extra conference game to the beginning. Therefore, they can keep the conference championship games the same date. Each conference will have a conference championship game. So you got 5 major conferences. And then the winner of each conference championship game goes into quarantine for 2 weeks and then enters what is going to be, maybe for good, an 8-team playoff. And you're going to get one non-Power 5. So if you got the UCFs of the world that have done it in the past, or a Memphis, Cincinnati, that kind of a school, one of them gets in no matter what. And then you get 2 at-large teams. And those teams, like I said, go into quarantine for 2 to 3 weeks, and then they play that playoff all in what I think should be the same city. Now, you could still name it the Rose Bowl if you wanted to do that, or I don't know. I guess you could. I'm just not crazy about these kids traveling to multiple cities. And maybe the you know, maybe the first round, they don't go on the road. Maybe they play at the low or at the higher seed, you know, the one. So the 8 seed goes to the 1 seed. But I actually think that, you know, if they do this right, that they can pull it off and maybe not make the money that they typically do. Obviously, the rest of the bowl games are off. They're just out this year. But I do think they can salvage something like this.
See, the only thing I like about your plan is that there's college football. That's the only thing I like. I hate the idea of an 18 playoff. I don't want it to ever go to an 18 playoff. I think it minimizes the regular season. But with all that being said, Tom, I like the idea of having football in the fall because it's what we always have. But there's going to be no fans. There's going to be massive COVID spikes. There's going to be some teams that might have to miss games or forfeit games or big-time players not being able to play games. I have the solution. And I talked about this with Wojo the other day. I like the attempt, but I think you should play it in the spring. Play it in the spring. Hopefully by the spring, COVID will be lesser of a deal. Hopefully by the spring, you can have actual fans in the big house at Spartan Stadium. Hopefully by the spring, you play a full 12-game schedule, the schedule you are going to play in the fall. And by the spring, you just do you. Everything's kind of back to normal. Hopefully the masks work. Hopefully we as a country beat COVID like other countries have. And in the spring, the only downside would be maybe you get some of the stars, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, that don't play because they want to go straight to the NFL. And then, of course, there's the whole thing about having to play so much football in a short turnaround time because, of course, the new season would start in the fall of 2021. So I get that, but I would rather see the spring. I would rather almost say, okay, we could have regular football during the fall. We're going to have baseball. Hopefully the NBA and NHL work out. I want the spring, personally. Now, if you could do it during the fall, cool. I just don't know if you could do it safely because even though the players are going to take it serious and even though they want to play and even though they're young and COVID probably won't affect them, you saw what one night in Harper's did to everybody. You're talking hundreds of COVID cases. So once everybody's back on campus, players are going to do what players do. They're going to go to class. They're going to go to restaurants. They're going to go to parties. And I think kids are going to pass the COVID to each other. If we wait until the spring, I think we have a better grasp.
That's going to happen in the spring, too. There isn't some like snap of the finger like Thanos and the disease goes away. You know?
Yeah, but hold on a sec, Tom. Because look at the other countries. And really look at the work Michigan did, too. Like, we were able to squash the curve in about a three-month type deal with mainly a lockdown. Now, maybe the mask thing works. The fact that we're taking it more serious, the country takes it more serious. Don't you think there could be a massive difference in the numbers in Florida, Arizona, California from now to spring? I do.
Well, and here's my thing. I think we're starting to see why the sports can resume as long as there's personal responsibility. And I think baseball and the NBA with the bubble is starting to lead the way. There really hasn't been that many cases in sports. And more importantly, you're hearing of less of them. So if these players and college football athletes take the personal responsibility to isolate themselves from big gatherings, to wear masks when they go inside places, to wear masks when they're around a large group of people, if the teams and the universities, you know, let's practice more in different groups, let's have more, you know, separate people, or maybe you have, you know, 20 kids practicing together and let's do 10. You know, everything matters to try to get it going. I mean, to me, they should no doubt try for the fall. If it doesn't end up working out, then everything's in jeopardy at that point.
No, and I agree with you. It'd be great to have the fall. Here's the problem, though. I think if you have a bunch of players, pro players, that want to get paid, I'm totally cool with guys wanting to get paid, the leagues want to get paid, and you try to make it happen, and the greater good as well. We're all distracted from what's going on, which is great. I just don't think you can do the same with kids. I don't. And I think it's one thing to say, as you mentioned, cases seem down right now. It doesn't seem as big of a deal on college campuses. But no kids are back on college campuses. Once you get kids back, I think everybody changes, or everything changes. And it's going to be tougher to keep everybody safer. So that's why I say the spring. I just think maybe we're looking at a better situation. And if we're not, then you just wait till, you know, the fall of 2021.
I think you're fooling yourself. I don't think anything changes between the fall and the spring. If anything, you know, there has been some talk that the virus is less deadly in the warmer weather. It still spreads, but there is a belief of that. And if you look at Florida with their 15,300 cases and only 45 deaths, you know, you can make the argument. We still need to keep an eye on that. I mean, we're all still in an unknown here. I still think we've got this 2-week window roughly where with the spiking states, if it starts becoming way more deadly, we've got to revisit everything at that point.
Yeah.
But now, this would be my plan. I think it's important to, you know, let's try to have as much of a normal season as possible. I know you said about playoff expansion, you don't like it. But okay, fine. Then if you went back in the fall, then what's your playoff plan? Because they say they want to have, if they're going to play, they want to have a playoff. Are you going to leave out a Power Five?
Hey, listen, I don't have a huge issue with the playoffs for this season. Like, see what it looks like. If you like it, maybe, as you mentioned, it becomes a normal thing. I like the 14 playoff, but I just like sports in COVID times. So no matter how bastardized, I don't really care. It doesn't really matter to me as far as the playoffs are concerned. I just don't think it's realistic. Like, Ohio State just shut down recently because they have COVID issues. I think it's so different with college kids than professional athletes. And that's why I say try for the spring. And if you can't do it in the spring, you got to try for next fall. I just think this is not going to happen. And I think,
how is Ohio State any different from there's been multiple MLB teams that shut it down for a few days. And now that's why they need to get every single player on campus. They all need to live in the same place, their own dorm.
It's not about the players, though. It's about everybody else, though. It's about everybody else that they're going to intermingle with. It's a little different for pro athletes when they're traveling and staying almost in a bubble. But, like, kids on college campuses, how are they going to do the same?
Maybe, you know what, if you want to play, you're living in this dorm and you're not going anywhere. I mean, seriously, how can you not? Why can't we enforce that? If we can enforce everybody wearing a mask, why can't that be enforced? Don't they want to play? Give up? You're going to have to give up something.
I think they do. And I think they, talking about the players, are disciplined. And, you know, I heard Harbaugh talk the other day. He said, listen, our guys are going above and beyond. And I actually believe that. I do. I just think it's so much more of a tougher scenario in the fall. But Wojo happens to agree with you. He wrote a whole article about it. He's been talking about that for the last couple days. But what side are you on? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, 248-539-9797. Would you rather go with the Tom Milliken brilliant plan of college football in the fall? You're talking about 10-game season, all in conference, 8 teams make the postseason. And you go from there, he wants to play football. I say wait till the spring, where you have fans, potentially, where you have a full schedule, potentially, and when you're able to pretty much make all the money you thought you could make in the fall. And it would almost, to me at least, be like a reward for motivation, too, for getting the COVID issue under control. But 248-539-9797, I think both have faults. I think both have pluses. And I'm just curious, which side of the fence are you on?
Well, mine, I want people to know that I want to try this. I'm not saying it's going to be going to work
well,
for sure.
Course.
None of us know anything here. We're in such a great unknown. I'm a believer that professional sports is going to be played, no doubt. I believe that changes if you have a significant severe outbreak or deaths. I think the game changer in all this is if you see somebody associated with sports, probably a head coach or player, GM,
official,
owner, maybe. I mean, that you would see everything be reconsidered. And in some ways, that would maybe be an overreaction, but, you know, you would understand that at the same time. Some people on Ticket Tech saying they hate spring football. It's ridiculous. Saying we'll have a vaccine by spring. There may be a vaccine, but I don't think it's going to be widespread yet in the spring.
Yeah, but see, what I think you're missing is we could be looking at a better situation in the spring if we do a good job as a country beating COVID. Like these,
look at the numbers right now.
No, and I understand that.
What's going to change? There are people in rural areas in this country that are not going to adjust to this no matter what.
And that's fine, but I think you're arguing against your own point then. Because when you say, look at the numbers right now, how are you going to play college football in Florida? I mean, we're talking about a month away and you're doing training camp and the season gets going. How are you going to play college football in Texas? I don't think you can with the COVID numbers that are like they are.
This is why, though, you've already seen with Clemson and all these teams, they need to get together. And I know here's where the argument lies. I believe that college athletes, college football players would be willing to sacrifice quite a bit to play this year. And you guys are saying that it's impossible, that you think that they can't be somewhat bubbleized and put into the same dorm and live in those conditions and not go out to parties and things like that.
Well, I don't even think it's fair to ask that of them. They're not getting paid. I think it's fair to ask a guy getting paid millions of dollars to not leave the Rogers Center or to, you know, not leave the bubble.
Let me
but
ask,
I don't think it's fair to ask these kids that. And not to mention, they're going to class. Like, you're going to, real quick, let me just.
No, they're going to do online
myself.
Classes.
They're all going to do online
classes.
Yes.
See, this is okay, what this is the
you
exceptions.
Still have to leave.
Okay. Let me ask you go something on. This. Let me ask you. Let's put this last year. Do you think Joe Burrow would have wanted to play? Do you think Joe Burrow would give up everything he gave up?
Sure.
See, these players that believe they can make it to the pros, and most of them think they can, virtually all of them think they can because they have such huge egos, they're playing for themselves to get in to better draft position. Joe Burrow wasn't going to be any more than a fourth or fifth round pick last year.
But it's great to say, hey, freshman, sophomore, are you going to follow the rules so you can play football? It's great, but all it takes is one or two guys going to a party, going out to eat, you know, just being normal kids, contracting it or getting it, and then next thing you know, you got a whole position group that has it.
But you've seen some baseball players here come in, and they've been around some of their teammates some, and it spread a little bit within the team, but they got it under control. That's the thing. You're going to have somebody get it, but can you keep it contained?
But see, I think
they can. I think they can if done properly.
Baseball, though, is different because it's easier, I feel, to be contained, to keep yourself more professional. These guys are going to travel privately. They're going to try to, you know, limit the exposure to other people, I feel. I don't think you can do the same as a college kid. I just don't. But here's some quick ticket text as well at 248-539-9797. I'm not convinced masks and social distancing will completely abate the virus. There are still so many unknowns on this thing. However, it cannot hurt, and unless we make a mask wearing a law, we will continue to have many folks not wear them. That's according to the mask law. Here's another one. I think what Rieger is saying is if you wait till spring, it gives COVID a chance to flatten more versus staring at a couple months right after a spike. And I would agree. And then one more for you. How do you let Rieger fill in for Valente for an entire week and then start off Monday with that same voice? Come on, you're ruining sports radio. I would pick fall because Rieger sucks.
You're also
so
on
Saturday.
So just
some of the ticket text. I know. Listen, I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right, let's go to Jared in Rochester on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. So, Rieger, I think theoretically you have a great point. Play in the spring, try to get all the games in. However, realistically, I don't think it's going to be possible because you got to think of all the aspects from especially going from college football to NFL. When's the NFL draft going to be held? Are these guys going to have enough time to be with their new NFL teams for them to fall? The turnaround time, is there going to be enough break? Well, then will the next college football season then be delayed? How does that all work?
Well hold on
a
second.
Play in the spring?
Because I think it's great points, but the problem is when you're dealing with this, everything's going to be different. Everything's going to be bastardized a little bit, right? So, I mean, look at the NBA. The NBA is playing right now, and they're not going to end until what? I don't know, August? No, they're going to end in September or October. Then you have the NBA draft. Then they push back their season. So you can make, I think, different arrangements for everything to fit kind of your schedule. So you're right. You're talking about a select group of people, though. I mean, think of the other thing. If there is no football, how do you even draft a guy? Like, you're going to draft Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, but what about another guy that you never seen play this year? How are you going to draft him? So I think everything's going to have issues you have to deal with, but I don't think you can say, okay, no spring football because it might have to push back the NFL draft.
Well, the NFL has said they're not adjusting their schedule. So if they have a season, they're going to do business as usual. I know you said Fields and Lawrence. I don't think either one of them plays if it's played in the spring. And I give them both.
Maybe not.
I give them both credit if they have a fall season and they play. You know, to me, they're risking, you know, losing draft value. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is a lock to go number one right now. If he plays, it opens up everything. And you could say that all the time. I mean, I think Nick Bosa kind of played that card a little bit a couple years ago. The thing is with Lawrence is, I mean, he's locked in at number one. And you know, I think it says a lot about his character that he's going to follow through and play.
Yeah, I mean, if he plays, if they have a season. You're right, though. He probably would not play in the spring. But so be it. Then somebody else steps up. But I guess what side of the fence are you on? You spring, like me. You fall like Tom. And by the way, I would love Tom to be right. I want Wojo to be right. I want football. So if that means we get it in the fall, I'd be ecstatic about it. I just don't think it's very realistic.
All right, let's go to Matt. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. So
hey, Matt.
As far as I know, looking, you know, I was sitting on the couch. I had a TV on in the background over the weekend, and, you know, WWE came on. And as far as I know, they're still having live shows. And I looked up a couple times, and, you know, they're doing interviews backstage with wrestlers with no masks on. So I believe definitely, you know, we could have football in the fall. You know, you could have a lot of personnel on the sidelines wearing masks and all that. The health experts do say masks work. So if they work, why not have them wear them on the sidelines? And, you know, in relation to WWE, you know, they're in close proximity wrestling. I'm sure, you know, spit is flying out of their mouth and they're not wearing masks and they're able to wrestle and have live shows even though there's no fans.
Yeah,
I definitely think, you know, then football could definitely play in the fall.
You think it's totally different? I mean, both those guys in the ring are tested, right? So if one gets spit on the other, you're not going to get COVID because both are negative. But it's totally different about college football. It's not about the game. It's not about game day. Yeah, guys are going to be tested, and as long as they're negative, they get to play. I think it's about everything else. I think it's about keeping a bunch of kids, and when I say kids, 18 to 22-year-old men, safe and COVID-free. And the other thing, too, is, okay, so how many guys have to test positive for COVID for you to forfeit a game? How many guys, like, how is it going to be when you hear Ward Manuel step to the podium and say, all right, Joe Milton, he's got COVID. He's not going to play. I mean, that wrecks your chances to win.
But that's part of the risk. I mean, I think you got to accept that. If Milton tests positive, he's out for 2 weeks. That's just the way it is, you know? I mean, you got McCaffrey anyway, so.
That's a good point.
No, but look.
And McNamara?
I think it's you get the percentages from all the sports, like golf, who's had positive tests, and they're working through it. Baseball
point.
Is all these get these percentages and then say, okay, well, if we double that percent of the other sports, then we got a problem here and we need to shut it down. You know, there's nothing wrong with trying something.
Totally
and,
agree.
And it failing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.